Welcome to the Fifth Trooper Podcast.
Hello and welcome back to the Fifth Trooper Podcast. My name is Jay Shalansky, and joining me as always is the raccoon of everyone's dreams. It's Evan Bulris.
How's it going?
Why so glum? Tell the audience why you're so glum right now.
Cause you beat me. You beat me pretty good. You beat me all around.
That's what you get for stealing me cornbread.
Hey, I took an extra piece and I don't even feel bad about it.
I beat you real good.
It was worth the cornbread.
Yeah, no, we're talking about a game. About a good game.
Yeah, game. We just played a game. I played my clone list versus Jay's Imperial Gunline, and the gunline did its job.
Yeah, for those of you at home, it's a variation. It's Veers. Three shore troopers, two of which have med bots. They all have recon intel in their long-range rifle. Three of the mortars with comms relay. Tank with the search to crit dude. The pintle. The one red, three white, and then linked targeting array, two snipers, and Veers with aggressive tactics and electro binoculars. Right, that's it. Yeah,
it was. Everybody got a token. Everyone got a command token. And everyone got a name token and a surge. I'm like, man, I don't know what to do here.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and I was blue, and it was key positions.
Yeah, that doesn't, like, those two don't matter really to me anymore in key positions.
Yeah. I guess I was just letting everybody
in
minefield.
I mean, we both had our kind of crappy mine rolls.
Yeah.
I just couldn't kill anything. Mm-hmm. Turns out med bots are still real good.
Turns out snipers are still
good. Yeah, dude, they killed my bar. It feels real bad to lose a bark to a sniper. It's just like, okay, cool. Like that 44 point unit just took out a 100 point unit. Cool.
So tell them what you were playing.
I was playing what I talked about a while ago for Kappa. Actually, it's different from Kappa. It's just OB with force reflexes, hope, endurance, and strict orders, which I never used, but it didn't really matter because he died before it got
real bad. Yeah.
And then three Z6s, three of the DC-30s, and then they all have recon intel because there's nothing else to really put on them. And then one Bark with the rocket launcher and HQ uplink. The goal is the Bark shoots at two different things. So you rocket shoots at one thing, main cannon shoots at another, and then you fire support into each of those pools.
Mm-hmm.
So you can make some like one powerful move.
Yeah.
But my Bark took like six crits in one round, and then got killed by a sniper, and then OB died to three blanks on defense. It was just like,
bad,
man.
Yeah, I'll say.
I'm not saying it was all dice, but those were some feels bad.
Well,
moments.
What I was gonna say was I had a good list for against your list, and then I had the luck of the dice on my side. I was rolling crits like it was nobody's business.
Insane. Like,
which is funny because it's usually opposite for us, right? Like, usually you're the one going, I'm sorry, man. This is a lot of crits. But
my Z6s weren't like...
No, weren't showing up.
I throw, I put two Z6 fire supports into one unit. I'm like, four hits.
Yeah, and the tank was doing its job. Man, the tank was wrecking stuff.
Yeah, at the beginning I thought I could take it because I got four damage on it. Yep. And then my Bark just died.
Well, like, okay. And two of it was from that mine blowing up twice.
Yeah. I was going to take some of that. I don't know. I want to keep playing clones because I feel like they're fun and I'm starting to understand them more. They just need stuff. Like, it's just like fighting against gunlines with like shores and mortars feels bad because it's hard to fight back. It feels bad throwing a whole unit of clones into a mortar to try to kill it.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, that mortar cost you, what, like 40 points or something?
Yeah,
like
it's 45. Nothing.
It's same thing with, like, snipers. Like, they're hitting you at range 5. Range 5 still, like, the nerf didn't really hurt them that much. Spoiler alert. They're still pretty good. You just don't have real goofy sniper wars where they're just, like, shooting opposite ends of the table. But, it's like, clones don't really have a good answer for those yet either, so they just kind of take it when you throw it.
Well, and it was interesting too because without like, I guess you, it would depend, like, if you're fighting another sniper team, but, like, the fact that the sniper wars aren't really happening, you deploy different now. Like, yeah. I wasn't as worried about hiding
them both out, and right. I'm like, yeah, like, I looked at my list, and I'm like, yeah, you have no fear. My bark had to do so much work to either go after the snipers, but snipers just kill barks.
Yep.
Or go after the tank, but tanks kill everything. Kills barks, really, is what it feels like.
Yeah,
sometimes.
Pretty much. Yeah.
I keep toying around with running just three naked barks.
Mm-hmm.
They're 75 points apiece. It's hard to fit Obi with three barks and anything else. So I really need Rex to come out. I want to say it was like Rex, six to five units of clones and three barks, naked barks fit. It's like you can get 9 or 10 activations out of clones. And I don't know if that's bad. I think you just have so much. Like, three barks is 15 hit points you have to chew through, right? Like, that's not a little...
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't know how it would work. Yeah, it's worth a try, though.
I really like the look of the model of the bark without the sidecar. I think it looks like a badass easy rider. Right? Yeah, He's just rolling in. And like, it looks really cool. And the fact that there's kind of like you give up the sidecar for speed. Because you get the extra speed.
Yeah,
speed 3.
Yeah.
So I'm like... I think when they were designing it, it was intended to be you could take it without it, right? Like, because otherwise, because you can take like an AT-ST without an extra gun and it's still okay,
yeah.
Right? It's not terrible. You can take the T-47 without the extra gun and it's still okay,
yeah.
Right? I feel like you probably could. There's just, again, you struggle from just not having enough stuff, right? You're just kind of like, man, I really hope those, I really hope those new units come out soon. Rex, where are you? R2-D2.
Yeah, I think R2-D2 is going to be the big one. That R2-D2 is crazy. It's with that secret mission and all that stuff.
Well, it has treat two, repair two capacity, so you can peel a bark for two just for free. Like, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I think soon. I think the next couple months you'll start seeing more interesting stuff. But yeah, I don't think either faction is really there yet.
I'll give the droids... Grievous with just tons of stuff. Like,
yeah.
I thought I was reading people were having some success with Grievous. Six units of droids, a couple without the gun, and then two to three of the droidicas.
Yeah, the three droidicas. I faced a list like that on a TTS, and woo.
Yeah, it's that's a tough list. Fire. Yeah, they may be slow in the beginning, but they're like super mobile e-webs, right? Like. You just get him in there and then you start firing.
Well, and then Grievous is no joke, too. Like, he'll sneak up on you, and then all of a sudden, he's in the middle, like, just murdering everything you love.
This is the fifth game that Obi's never swung his lightsaber. Since I've played Obi, I've never actually attacked with him.
Really?
Yep. So, my first game was on stream at Kappa, and then he grabbed the box, and it was behooved me more to take it and run.
Yep.
Next two games there, he died before he got anywhere, and then... I played Friday against our buddy Spencer, and he just was Guardian King. And then this game, he died. He took like three blanks.
Yeah.
So I've still yet to even like I. At this point, I don't even know if like I think he has an attack. I'm just like, well, he's got to guard the clones. Like, so I've yet to actually ever roll attack dice with him.
Yeah, he's an interesting unit with the Guardian 3, and the way everything shares tokens on your end is, it's an odd setup for him.
Right, because it felt good when I throw down six dodges on him. I'm like, all right, let's go. And then every time I rolled was like paint nothing. I'm like, dude, come on. Like, it's a three up, right? Like, you were
definitely struggling there with him.
Dude, it was just three blanks for last. I'm like, okay, all right. Started checking out. I'm like, yeah, that's because you have all the suppressive, so I'm just done. Like, right, like, I had a unit start running. I had units were dying before they even got to rally, right? It was just over.
Yeah, well, you know, I was doing my job.
I mean, it was good.
Don't you drink on our podcast? What are you doing? Hey, we're professionals.
Are we?
Speaking of being professionals, so anyways, that was our game. We're still, you know, I think, how many lists did I show you tonight, Evan?
Three.
I was like, which list do you want to face? And I'm like, these are the three I'm thinking of. And you're like, I hate all of these. These are all nasty.
Yeah, they're all good. I mean, last time you showed me three, I'm like, two of these are real bad. That one looks okay. And now it turns out Vader's scary. I mean, this wasn't a Vader list, but Vader's, like, good again.
Yeah, you know, I had my... I know everyone. I know you're sick of this. I have my 12 activations still in the bank.
Reset the clock.
And I'm still thinking about it.
Reset the clock.
We've gone zero podcasts. yeah, you know, and it's still sitting in the bank, and I'm still, I don't know. It feels good to me, but I just want to make sure I'm not. Oh, excuse me, everyone.
That's my
yeah, armchair.
How dare you drink?
You know, I think that I don't know. I'm in a panic mode now because I don't know what lists I like. I like too many, actually, is the problem. So I'm all over the place, and the problem is I don't want to. I don't know. I just have something in me that's like, I'm not going to take what everybody says I should be taking. Like, I want to take something unique, and I want to...
Oh, I shouldn't be playing clones.
Be surprising.
Right,
you should be...
If you're going to an RPQ and you want to play a new faction, play droids.
I think that's agreed.
This isn't like a be-all and all
statement. For right now, just for the next couple months.
If you want to have like that... right now, I think, you know, there's going to be the guy who, you know, emails and be like, I went 3-0 with clones. Man, you're good. Right, like that's
yeah, congratulations.
Yeah, that's real good. But right now, I think you just stick if you want to try to win the RPQs that are going around the circle right now. You just have more options. Like, yeah, again, you can do Tauntaun spam, and you can do Shore Trooper stuff. Like, those are fine. Yeah. But at least you have those options, right? Like right now, when you're the two new guys, you just don't have anything. You're like one or two barks because I just don't have enough troops. Like, I built a list. Though, this Obi, and it was six clones with the extra, each had the extra guy, and each had the DC-30.
Yep.
And then, like, ran out of stuff to put on them. Like, maybe stims on a couple? I don't know. So, and then I still had, like, 20 points left over. I'm like, that's a hell of a bid. But then I thought, man, when you're shooting me with all your range 4 stuff, I'm like, it'd be really good to be able to just return fire constantly.
Yeah.
Right? So, but clones pay a premium. What? It's like 52 points base, plus another 30 on top. For their gun. So you're already at 50, 60, 70, 80, 82 points.
Yeah, they're crazy. And I don't get it comparatively, you know? So, like, Shores are 52.
Yeah.
And the M32. So same.
Yeah. You get a lot of shenanigans.
But then though. I have things like the mortars that are 36 with a comms relay. Yeah. That's only 5 more points, but boosting me up to 41. You know what I mean? Yeah, I have a lot more options that aren't expensive. I have an 80, 90, and a 50-point commanders that I can put on the table to, you know what I mean, the offset. Yeah. I have strike teams that are, what, 20, 48 altogether, you know?
Yeah, you know, that's what I was really missing. It's just, like, because that's my cheap unit, right? That's my cheap thing. And then, so even, like, Rebels, for example, like, a Z6 squad's, like, 62 points or something. Like, they're, like, 40 plus 22. Like, that's such a bargain to me. I'm like, G6 for 62 points, because I played Rebels mostly near the end. I really missed, like, that's an extra 20 points. That's an extra, like, a lot of stuff. So it's interesting. Sharing the tokens is cool, you know, because near the end, sometimes you just, because even if you have one guy left in a squad, just the commander, he can still, like, dodge aim, and then units who are full can take those and do stuff.
Yeah.
So they're never quite out, but... Also, they don't have anybody who's courage too.
Right.
So when Obi dies, it's just probably game. Unless you've got a real clutch control of the board.
Right. If it's already too late, you already have clutch or control, and then Obi dies and it's like,
yeah,
right,
like,
well, that's fine.
He died like top of turn 4. Or
I mean, I don't. There was a point there where I thought you were going to take out at least two of my shore troopers, and I was like, ruh-roh, Shaggy, like.
Tried.
But it just didn't happen. But yeah, I mean, that was something funny you said, like, with that list, any of the three Shores, three mortar lists that don't have a lot of other stuff, I think, concern me because, like, what you said at the end of her game, you're like, you know, if I killed them, like, you would have struggled to keep this. And that's what you're worried about for me for future lists is like, oh, hey, you know, if you future games, if you're playing and they die, what are you going to do?
If I had Pierce or I had dice slightly better and your defense dice were slightly worse.
Yeah.
That would have been, I still would have stayed in even when I had just three units in, because I'm like, if I can just run touch at one, he can't.
Right.
I win by a point. Right. Because you don't have a bounty hunter to just fall back on. So, you know, it's interesting. I still think if the dice just were slightly different, it still would have been like more of a game near the end. But, you know, that's just what happens sometimes. Like, I've had games where my dice have been nuts. In this game, they just weren't great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It, I, Yeah. It's, no, I understand what you're saying.
You know, it's, but it's, I took, I had, like, there's a lot of, there's a lot of light terrain, which is great. We actually called some trees light instead of everything heavy. And I hate when all board, you play on a board and everything's heavy.
Yeah.
Because it just feels like some characters, like, low profile, never get to shine, you know, right? Yeah, run some trees. But, so we had some light and it was open in the middle. And then, so it was just, you made the gun line and then you're like, take a point. I'll shoot. I probably could have. The smart thing would have been just to wait for like three turns, got out of range four of everything, and then just stood there, and then just waited for you to move forward. Then I could rush forward, and then we could just slog it out.
Yeah, I don't know. I probably would have started moving. So I moved the tank once, and then it just sat there the rest of the game.
Yeah, because I got a shot every turn.
Yeah, but I probably would have moved the tank up and then put my shores all behind the tank and just like marched up with using that as cover.
I mean, it's good. That's a good idea. I think I probably would have done that. Now that I look back, I think those clones, like a lot of times when I was playing Spencer, I got to the end of the game last two turns. I don't think I fired a round. I just, everyone dodged just to keep the position and they shared the dodges.
Yeah,
so they're weird. Yeah.
But I think, well, too, there's a lot going on there. I just think they're difficult.
Yeah, they're, I wanted to play them because I started with Imperial.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, I don't know if I really like these. And then I played Rebel for a while. I like their spunky underdog nature.
Sure.
And I thought Han and Chewie were cool. And then I kind of, then I saw these guys. I'm like, well, I still get to play like good guys, right? And I get like all the best parts of being Imperial, red defense die.
Right.
And defense dice feel worse than white dice because white dice you expect to fail. Even though it's only one less chance, right? It's four up. So when I say four up and five up, what I mean is when you roll in 40K, you roll a six-sided die, and then you would say what you need to roll and then up to succeed. So, for example, Chewbacca, he does not surge on white die, so he'd be considered a six up. You need to roll a six on a six-sided die to not take damage.
Yep.
So, for example, a red die would be a four up, 50-50, right? And then a rebel trooper who surges would be a five up.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you roll, you're like 50-50, come on, boys. And they're all blank. You're like, because you just remember, like your brain always remembers a time when you shot against the stormtroopers and they all rolled all defenses. Yeah, yeah. And you're like, why can't I get that?
Well,
you know?
Well, that was tonight. What'd you have that? Seven or eight?
Dude,
and
it was like,
I rolled all but one or something.
Yeah, it was like eight hits, and I'm like, it was a fire support in.
Yeah.
And I'm like, finally, fire support really
worked for me. Yeah, you had like 20. I had heavy, so it was like 10 reduced to 8. And then I saved most of them besides one. And you were like, what?
Oh, yeah, but where's...
I guess I lose then.
Yeah, I'm just like, I guess that's... Because my only way to win that game was to stop that troop from getting close to that tree. Because then you'd have to have not shot at me so much and tried to get a guy up. And then it still would have been like a game, right? Instead, he didn't... Like, no consequences, right? He just came up and shot me and, like, just punished me anyway.
But, yeah, so that was our game. We're pretty excited. That was, so, Evan and I haven't really had a chance to play against each other.
It's been the first time in a month.
Because, as we've, I'm sure, talked about on the cast, like, I've been in the middle of a studio move, getting my office and everything set up. It's finally here, everyone. And so we got a game in on the table, which was great. And then in addition, to kind of celebrate, we're going to try something new next week. So next week, what we're going to do is we use, if you listen to us on, the audio podcast, we use a tool called Podbean that, you know, sends out our podcast out to all the iTunes and all that stuff. They have a new feature called Live. So we're going to do a live audio podcast next week. It does have an option to let us take phone calls. So like if you get the Podbean app on your phone and you can actually click the link that I'll share next week. We're going to do it Tuesday night, around 7, I think is a good time.
Yeah, we'll post on the Facebook page or something more definitive.
Yeah, during the day I'll get it, you know, I'll post for when we're going to, but I would say around 7 p.m. next Tuesday. We're gonna do a live cast, and so you can join us. There's a chat feature. There'll be a phone call feature. I honestly don't know how any of this works, so I'm gonna, you know, I'll do some research and hopefully have it down. But we may learn together, all of us. So we'll try to take some calls, which would be cool, be like a real radio program here. So yeah, so we'll be live next week, and check out, keep an eye out for the link and everything. And yeah, so we're going to do that live from the new studio next week, which will be fun, and you can participate, and we'll see how it goes. If it goes well, the other thing that happens is it records. So once we do the live cast, it'll record it, and then it'll publish it as a regular episode after we're done.
Okay.
So we can actually, we'll publish it normally too the next day, like we usually do for those of you if you can't make it. So, you know, you'll definitely hear the recording. But yeah, I think that'll be interesting. It'll be fun. Just something new to try. So that'll be next week. We'll start that and see where it goes.
Do we need a guy to screen calls?
Listen, people out there, don't be jerks. Like, if you're going to call in, be cool. We don't swear on this podcast, so please avoid using profanity. I don't know how I'm going to dump that, but we'll see. Yeah. Well, I'll figure it out.
Just opening up a phone to the internet is dangerous territory.
Yeah. But we'll see. We'll do one and see how it goes, and if everyone can behave and we can do a cool cast, then maybe that's something we'll move to doing a live show, which I personally would really like doing.
Yeah, I think it'd be fun, man.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, really, for those of you who listen, there isn't much editing that we do now. So it's not like you're missing anything. We usually just leave pauses if we're going to do like a cut to an interview or to a new segment or something. But other than that, there isn't many edits. Once in a while, if Rach pops in and starts yelling at me about, no, I'm just kidding. No, so, you know, if one of the kids needs something, or, you know, we'll pause or something, but we don't really edit that much. So the live show should be fun. We'll do that next week. The next thing we wanted to go over was last week we had announced our encounter deck. I hope you all remember that. And I know you did, because I've been receiving tons and tons of emails from everyone with your encounters, and we love them. Please keep sending them. Here I'll give you some examples of Okay, so here's an interesting one from Joel Quackenbush. He says, listen, I think that this could be really crazy, but it'd be fun if we can see this. So the name, he's calling it Change of Heart.
Okay.
The effect is the player that currently has more victory points, kill points in case of a tie, must roll one white defense die for each commander or operative they control. Any unit that rolls a surge immediately defects to the opponent. They control this model for the rest of the game. The model keeps all current game states, and all unused command cards for this model must be given to the opponent.
Oh, geez. I mean, that's cool. Yeah. So I think wild stuff like that are fun on when you're just... So I hate when people have to clarify, like, I want to play a non-competitive game. I think we should just adopt the term relaxed. So I think it means the same. So you don't have to like make these huge statements like, I just want to play a relaxed game. Right. And then that sets that word means non-competitive game. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think what you can do is, like, for instance, if you're using these in like a store environment, you do like an encounter night where you're like, okay guys, like, we got the encounter deck. What we're going to do is you draw a random card from the encounter deck during round two or something like that, you know, and then it takes effect. So, let's see.
I know. This is from. Oh, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I just did one.
The one I thought about was like Ion Storm, where you put it down, or it's like a recurring thing, or like on even turns, every vehicle takes one ion, and on odd turns, it gets a free move. So you're kind of like going back and forth, like your vehicles are juddering around because the environment's unstable.
I like that.
Yeah, it might be cool.
That's a good one too. Yeah,
it's not too if vehicles are coming back in a big way. So it'd be interesting to see that.
Okay, so here's one from Ben. You know how to say Ben's last name? Ben, I'm sorry if you're listening. I love you. You're doing some cool stuff for us. I don't know how to say your last name. I believe it's G-train? J-E-A-T-R-A-N?
J-Dog?
J-Train. I'm calling him J-Train.
J-Train, Ben J-Train.
I think it's more like J-Tran or...
I'm in.
G-A-Tran or G-A-Tran.
All right, all right. Easy, easy.
G-Tran.
Dude, this poor guy.
G-Tran. I'm calling him J-Train.
J-Train, okay.
Yo, J-Train. So let's see. Change in forecast was one of his ideas. Weather is unpredictable. Shuffle the condition cards and draw the top card. That is now the condition card for the game, and assume the turn this happens is turn one for the purposes of the card effect.
That's cool.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so we've been getting tons of cool ideas. Keep them coming. Oh, wait. Would we give them 2 weeks? So yep. next week is that's where we're drawing. So actually on our live show next week, we will, that's going to be the final. That'll okay. be it.
So we got till Tuesday, next Tuesday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so that's where we're going to call in. That's where we're going to draw the line. And that's where we're going to stop taking submissions. We've gotten tons. And thank you so much for everyone out there. We're going to collect them all. I got to put them in the document, and then we're going to start whittling them down, comparing them, making sure there isn't doubles, et cetera, et cetera. And then we will put together the deck.
I think it's going to be fun. It's going to be cool because it's just something like, you know, one of our avid listeners slash contributors, Chris, he says, hey, man, I don't like to play competitive anymore. I just like to play casual.
Yeah.
And I think this is a great way to make relaxed games like, you know, like when I was playing Spencer, like I just wanted to play, right? Like I just wanted to put models on the table and have fun.
Yeah, absolutely. And it just adds something else to the game, you know? And I think it'll be fun. I'm excited for everybody to see it. And, you know, I think once we get the deck built and everything, we'll do a battle report or something, and we'll use it in one of our battle reports, which will be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. I'm excited for those.
But yeah, so, okay, so we got that, we did this, we did that, we did this other thing. Now it's time for one more thing.
So, we didn't talk about the two unit expansion packs coming out for the clones or the droids last time.
Oh, yeah. You want to load those babies up?
Yeah. So we talked about the rebels
and Imperials a couple podcasts ago. And,
okay,
we're gonna talk about the droids and the clones today.
Boy, you just got real weird, Evan.
Maybe a little bit. Like I stuttered and then I just kind of kept.
I beat him so bad. I think I gave him brain damage.
Blah, 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 blah,
good
blah, blah, blah.
All right,
all right. So
what do you got, buddy? Lay it on me.
So there's a couple that have already been known, but so we'll start with the droids. So they have the OOM series battle droid. He is replaces your leader, and then when you use coordinate, you can issue an order at range 1 to 2 instead of 1.
Ooh, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah, and for 12 points, that's not terrible.
No. Nope.
Maybe if you want that one as like a flanker.
Yep.
He can kind of be out there.
Okay.
The next spoiled card is the B1 Yellow. Security droid. He's a tap ability.
Exhaust is the word.
You see, that's right. Exhaust is not trademarked by Magic the Gathering, lest we be turned into 3-3 elks. So it adds one B1 battle droid mini. When you activate, lose AI attack until the end of the activation.
Ooh.
Which is good. If you got another flanker.
Okay.
Or you can have him out there and just tap him so he doesn't. Flanker.
You're a flanker. Let's come on, let's go.
Oh.
Come on.
Yeah, they already have the B1 trooper droid. That's not new. Rocket droid's not new. Oh, so it's a radiation cannon, B1
trooper?
Oh,
yeah.
I really want it to be like a goop gun.
Yeah.
Like just biohazard stuff because they're droids. What do they care? But it's a radiation gun. So it's range 1 to 2, 2 red, and it's 22 points, and it gives you poison 1 when you hit.
Ooh.
Poison. Oh, or just includes poison 1. Yeah, you don't even have to hit. So
I don't know. That seems cool.
Oh, I'm sorry. You do have to hit. Trooper wounded by this. Yep.
Oh, that seems super cool.
Well, yeah, it's like a shotgun, right? Like it's like
a radiation shotgun.
Radiation shotgun, but poison one's actually super dangerous to clones because they just like anything they have to defend that just whoops. Or a heroes, right? You get too close, like just eating a poison. I thought it was weird that they made medical droids be able to pull off a poison.
a while ago. Right. I did. I'm like, well, if it's just boss grenade, like,
it seems who weird cares? To have to, yeah. Well, here you are. Yep. Yep.
And then the other one was the E5S B1 Trooper. It's a range 1-4, a red and a white, and that's critical one.
Strange thing with that one. That's the artwork that looks like a sniper rifle, but he's like a unit in. Like, I'm like, maybe I would have saved that for like a strike team if you.
Yeah,
were
he's got
that,
the little
know?
Like. So it kill. It kind of kills me that in this universe the battle droids have eyes.
Yeah.
Right. They use kind of. They use like binoculars. They have this little eye thing. I mean, it's fine. They're robots. Or robots have eyes, I suppose. But I just. Think like sensors.
They
or something.
Do have ocular sensors.
And they have like personalities, right? They
that's okay.
It's just weird. It's like sentient AI, like
C-3PO
super sentient.
Has a personality.
Yeah, but he's not a mass-produced battle droid. There's like millions of them.
That's fair,
right? He's just like C-3PO.
Yeah. All right.
So that's pretty good. Clones get the rocket trooper, the RPS-6 Phase 1 trooper. So it's the it's pretty much a guy took the rocket off the bark and
bark.
Just decided to walk with it. So it's rainbow, a range 2-4, black, red, white. It's cumbersome and impact 2, 26 points. Cumbersome's scary, but you can always just fire his black like normal gun.
I hate cumbersome and trooper units. I hate it.
It's not at least it's not a tap.
At least you're not a tap. I'm nerd. Not.
Oh man, geez, this is getting. I'm hostile.
I'm a little feisty now that I defeated you in battle.
Just, man, easy. The DP-23 Phase 1 Trooper, 2 black and a white, pierce 1. Range 1-2, 27 points.
Not bad.
No, it's what I'm looking for. Like, it's what I wanted out of fleets. I really wanted to run 6 fleets a long time ago, but I didn't want to buy 6 fleets, so I just kind of always just went with the 2 I had. But Pierce 1's important, man. Like, especially with everything that can surge now, being able to put down, a Death Trooper, for example, right?
Yeah.
You're not immune to Pierce, so that you can finally get some damage in.
Yeah. Pierce is good.
Even on, like, Han Solo or anybody, right?
Yeah, it's interesting. Go ahead. There's one more.
There's two more. We've got Phase 1 Clone Captain, Leader.
Yep.
17 points.
Yep.
You add the training upgrade. He's got the tap ability. When you activate, you cannot remove suppression tokens or be suppressed during the activation. So this is important for... from what I can tell, it's a tap, but it's... They're kind of... Everyone's kind of guessing on when you can actually do this.
Yeah.
I'm sure somebody knows, but from what the lay folk don't know what's going on. So to me, it sounds like... You have to do when you activate. So right before you even rally, right? Activate rally. You can tap it to just not rally. And then for the turn, just ignore suppression because you can still be panicked.
Right.
But you don't rally. So you skip that step. So you get one turn to do a super action.
I guess. How much is that?
17 points.
Okay. And then you're adding a training slot. Like, that's the interesting part. I'm like, these freaking things cost enough already. You want to add a training slot to it?
So the Stabcast guys put it in a good way. One of them said they
hate you were listening to another podcast? What's
I listen
wrong
to
with
a lot
it?
Of podcasts. Sorry.
No, I love the Stabcast guys. They're awesome.
They said they he hates paying points for points.
Yeah.
Right, that makes sense because you're a normal clone trooper's 12 points. And then to have 17 and then add 6 for something else, right? It just seems... Like a heavy investment.
It is. Yeah. I mean, it's a lot. He's right. Whoever it was.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You suck.
Wow, man. Geez.
You're the worst at names.
I am.
They could have said their name.
They probably said
their name 3 times, and you're like, man, I don't know, some guy.
Yeah, just some guy. I'm fixed. Whatever, man.
He's on Stabcast.
He's the Stabcast dudes, whatever.
Stabcast dude. Some Stabcast dude.
God, jeez, man.
Shout out to Stabcast dudes.
Yeah, there you go. There's your bump. Last one, Phase 1 Clone Specialist. Add 1 Phase 1 Clone Mini, 17 points. Gain a tech upgrade. Free action tap. Gain 1 aim, dodge, or surge.
Don't care.
I guess with it adds another tech, so you could take like... You can't take 2 of a tech, right? So maybe there's better tech. Coming in the picture, you know, they've got like special visors on, so like
Yeah, maybe. Who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't know. This was like the same for the Empire and the Rebellion ones, right? Yeah. I'm just kind of like, okay. It's options. I think the Rebels come out the best. Maybe the droids with that long range, that sniper rifle thing.
I think clones need it just to get some... So I think the dream with clones is you can have like two rockets, two DC-30s and two yeah. DC, something like that, right? You can right. have like, you can mix it up a little bit.
I feel like that would get confusing. But yeah, okay. I understand why.
You know, right? You just yeah. kind of have like, you can... So if there's a vehicle, you're like, okay, I'm not screwed. Like, because right, right now when I was playing your tank, I'm like, my bark went down in two shots and I'm like, yeah, I'm in trouble. Yeah. Right? Like, this is bad. Yeah, but yeah, with yeah. gear, I just don't... I mean, the dream would be to say you take a guy and they take grappling hooks and environmental gear. Right? Then you could just go anywhere. But
or like recon intel.
Yeah, recon intel and then environmentals, maybe.
What is what's that new card that's coming out? The one that gets a tactical one? It's a tap ability.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Advancing assault or... What?
I don't think that's what it's called.
I don't. Maybe I got the words wrong. All right. Easy, everybody.
I think you got
everybody easy. Let me go to Legion HQ.
I don't think that's right.
And look up the...
Ooh, Legion HQ, our list builder that's part of the 5th Trooper Network. Good job.
Good job. Good job. Good job.
Good says. Job, guy.
Listen to this guy. This is every day, folks.
Good job.
It is...
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, take your time. We're not on time crunch. Just recording
yeah,
podcast.
I don't see yep, it here.
Keep going. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Wait, it's a training, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not a tech.
Tricked you.
You didn't know. Oh, got me, I guess.
I forgot what we were talking about. So I guess what sucks. I was trying to say was, like, there's other... I think they have other... cards that are coming out similar to that one that are going to add the repertoire of cards yeah, you could potentially put in.
They just
in.
Need to come out, man. Like, it's...
Electro binoculars is a gear, right?
Yeah. It's a tap, right? It gives you spotter one, so...
Yes.
So it's, like, you're already kind of action-starved.
Yeah. It's... I don't know, man. It's interesting. We'll see. There's a lot of stuff coming out. It's hard to keep the pulse. And listen, I'm going to throw something out here right now. Other... people
uh-huh.
are going to tell you that there's a meta.
Oh, geez. Here okay? we go.
There isn't. There isn't a meta.
There's nothing.
Listen, there's some good units out there, okay? But nothing's set in stone. You can all make your own destiny. We can all make our own destiny. And I would use Lupo as an example. Dude, like, everyone thought they knew what the meta was going into LVO, Adepticon, and Worlds, and Lupo's like, no, I'm going to go ahead and use these... saboteurs and do
it's
what
true.
No one's doing. And so I think there's opportunity for all of us to come up with a list that, sure, you're going to have, if you're playing Empire, you may have a shore or two in there, if in a mortar. If you're maybe if you're playing Rebels, sure, you may have a Tauntaun in there, but they're not the end all be all. There's answers to everything. And the game is well-rounded, I believe, and despite what other people would tell you. And I think that there's options. And I think what it takes is, instead of us all just, like, buying into the mind hive, you know, that's like, this is good. If you don't take this, you are not good at Legion. It's bullcrap, man.
Bull
there's
crap.
A lot of stuff good. Shit doesn't just stop being good because a new unit came out.
You're at a 5 right now.
I'm not even. I'm at a 3.
You are not.
I'm always at a 3.
Yeah, you're always at a 3. That's your baseline.
I'm always at a 3 anger level. But no, listen. I don't want people out there to get discouraged because they're looking at Facebook groups or other content creators. And I'm not saying that these content creators are wrong. I'm saying they're wrong is actually what I'm saying. No, listen. There's tons of options. And what... maybe something out there makes sense to you that someone else doesn't see because they think a different way. Like Kyle on Notorious Scoundrels and I think completely differently, but that doesn't make it. We've traded games here and there. Like, it's just not just because somebody tells you something is the end all be all doesn't actually mean it's true. So you gotta go out there. You gotta build a list. It has to be competitive if you want to be competitive. you can't just take jank and like make it competitive. Like you have to take something serious, but then just practice with it. Like it's going to be, there's options out there that aren't what everyone is saying is the meta. I'm sorry, but I just disagree with this completely. And it's just hot takes right now. And
you're
no one
taking hot takes.
Yeah, I'm hot taking hot takes. I'm taking over hot takes and I'm burning them to the ground because I'm tired of it, man. There's not for clones and droids, right? They're still getting their feet.
Explain to me my options.
Right,
they're still all my many options.
They're still getting on their feet, but for Rebels and Imperials, dude, there's so many options.
Well, you know, it's interesting you say that.
Thank you.
Because well, thank you.
Well, thanks. I thought it was interesting too. You're right.
Because you, for like the other two options, like for Imperials or Rebels, you have to go out of your way to make a bad army.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like when people take stuff, oh, I like this unit, so I put it in, like this unit, so I put it in, I put this. Like most of the time, I'm like, okay, like that seems, you've got to like go out of your way or misunderstand fundamental rules of the game.
Yeah.
To make a objectively bad list, right? Something that you just didn't understand how something worked in your,
right?
Like, back when HH12s were like 34 points, you took a list of six of those, right? Like,
that's that story I always tell where we went to that tournament in Buffalo and I brought a bunch of HH12s because, yeah. Like, dude, everyone's playing ATSTs and like ATRTs. Like, I got it. And like,
it was I never played me.
Yeah. Like, I just missed it. And then no one brought them and I just had all these HH12s for no freaking reason.
But they're so.
That was fun, you know?
Yeah. So like now, if you just take stuff you like, you're not gonna ever be completely tabled, I don't think, or have like a real bad time. But that said, you know, man, I don't know. I see stuff that I think shouldn't work and it does. So I've kind of just like an X-Wing a while ago. I've just assumed that everybody's wrong all the time because someone will say something's bad and then it wins or. A list is the best list and it doesn't. And I find it fun to listen to them. And if I can walk away from a podcast and they let's say they give me an idea. They're like, this is the best.
Yeah.
X brand X is the best. And I'm like, you have to look at it and be like, is it? And then take a really think about it, right? Just don't take it verbatim and like critically think right. about what they're saying. Because there might be a kernel of truth in there, if sure. not the whole thing. And you go like, hey, you know what? Tauntauns are pretty okay. They're good. I don't want to play them, and that's okay. Right? It's like a Wreck-It Ralph like group, right? Like,
yeah. I mean, and what we saw at Kappa, like ATRTs are really good again with that chain gun. And so what I'm saying to you out there is don't get discouraged because I dropped my phone. Don't get discouraged out there if you hear somebody say something about, you know, three Tauntauns is the only way to go, or hey, three shores, three mortars is the only way to go. It just isn't. Like, there's tons of options, and maybe what makes sense to me or Evan or the Scoundrels or anybody else makes sense to them, but doesn't necessarily make sense to you and your playstyle. Like, maybe you're a triple bikes kind of guy or girl.
I miss those days.
And that's, I mean, they could be back.
Keep
They're
them
cheap
like,
again.
Triple barks, let's go.
Yeah, so I'm just saying, don't get discouraged. If you, like, you know, I think Palpatine is still really, really good, but people are kind of taking a nap on him again. And I think there's a solid chance that Palp could make it out again. You know, I think, as good as shores and mortars are, I'm not so convinced that taking three of each in your army is a good idea. And I mean, et cetera, et cetera. Like I have my own opinions. Everyone has their opinions. I'm just giving you my opinions and what I'm seeing overall. And you don't have to take it. You can leave it. You can do whatever you want. That's the beauty about this, right? It's like, there's a ton of options in those two factions. You can literally do whatever you want. Like, I still think Flyboys is good. I was talking, Evan and I were talking, and I was like, you know, we got a small local tournament coming up this weekend, And I'm like, Evan, I just don't know.
Evan.
I just don't know what I want to take, Evan. I don't know what I want to take. And I'm like, I think part of me is just going to bring Flyboys because I just love that list so much.
Good.
Like, it just speaks to me. And I've been thinking a lot about this today specifically because I'm like, what speaks to me personally? Why am I letting the hive mind like get to me? And just because all these people are saying shores and tons and blah, 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 why can't I forge my own path? Why can't I become so good at something, you know, that it speaks to me and I outplay my opponent? It's not necessarily just because I brought good units. It's because I'm good at the game and I can outplay people. That really should be your true challenge. It isn't trying to win with everything we know is good. It's trying to just outplay your opponents.
I mean, you know, there used to be a saying way back, was like, there's no bad Magic decks, just bad players. Wrong. now wrong, but the idea still...
I don't know where you're going with this. Backing me up, but now it doesn't sound
am,
so much like...
I am. Yeah. That was wrong at the time. Bad example, but the phrase is what I'm looking for. Yeah. Right, so it's... I've seen people win with just like... Man, look at when I was at Canadian Nationals. That list was like one of everything that won.
Right.
It was like one bike, one snowtrooper, one tank, one this, one that. Like, pulling anything out of that bag is a nightmare. Right, like when you're trying to like get any sort of control of that, but he won, right? There are some mean guys, good players. They were perfectly fine gentlemen, but you know, there's some good players up there. Yeah. So it's would anybody have looked at that list on paper and said it was good? Probably not.
Nope.
I mean, I keep thinking deep down, I really just want to run three naked barks, but I have a feeling it's
just do it.
So I got to buy another bark.
Do
so
this whatever is a financial makes investment. You happy.
The problem is, do I buy another bark?
Do we not have enough?
I have our two when we split boxes.
Okay.
Well, I was going to buy one. So here's another problem, not to get too off tangent. So I wanted to buy a bark, but I've been using premium bases because I think they look cool with the clones.
Yeah.
And I bought one set of premium bases and they premium to the two I have. I need one more premium base. So I've got to buy another whole set of premium bases. We gave them away at a tournament.
Son of a...
But I got to...
Dang it.
I got to buy a whole
stupid
other set
listeners
for premium bases to get one base. It's like, why do the hot dogs only come in eight and the buns only come in six? What am I supposed to do with this?
Oh, dang. Yeah. That's interesting. But anyways, long story short, just practice whatever list you want to put together, as long as it's not crazy ridiculous, like double airspeeder. Like, don't be nuts.
Hey, who knows right now?
I mean.
The point drop.
Maybe. I'll give you a maybe on that one.
All right, but
you know what I mean? Don't get crazy, but like, be adventurous. Do some testing. Be yourself. Yeah. I mean, do what speaks to you, because I can tell you all day long what I think is good, but it's... Who am I? I'm nobody. I'm just a guy that talks on a stupid podcast. Like, we're lucky you listen to us and we're thankful you listen to us, but really, I'm just an idiot that has a microphone. So you should be listening to what's in your own heart and...
All right, Disney Channel.
Yeah,
jeez.
I mean, I'm serious. Like,
I
you know what I'm
trying
saying. To
get. Yeah,
listen, let me talk to the listeners however I want to talk to
your
listeners.
Message was good. It was just all over the place.
It isn't all over the place. Damn you, Evan. It isn't all over the place. It's right on point. Be true to yourself. If your heart is pure... You can accomplish anything.
Accuracy by volume of fire.
Yeah.
You talk enough, you'll get it right.
That's right. I'll just yell until somebody hears me. Evan just
dropped that scares me a little
got,
bit. Not
got
lie.
Real short. Oh, man. This podcast is off the rails. So we got about 10 minutes here, and I wanted to end our podcast here on a somewhat sentimental note. Earlier today, our good buddy Kevin Valliere announced that his blog, imperialdiscipline.blog, is going on a permanent hiatus. My understanding is it's nothing bad, nothing personal. He just feels like he's contributed what he can contribute to the community, and Maybe it's time to pass the torch on to somebody else. That's his explanation. And, you know, his, I guess he's semi-retiring from content creation. And, you know, we're really going to miss Kevin. We've, as you all know, we've had him on a number of times on the podcast. And, you know, I think Kevin was a great asset, is a great asset to the Legion community. For beginners, his 500-point format is amazing. And, you know, he just contributed a lot. And it's...
He was a nice guy, too.
And he's super cool. Yeah. And, like, I
super good at Legion.
Yeah, I love Kevin. He's a good dude. And so we're going to miss him posting every week and or every other week or whatever he was posting when he could. And, you know, I know he's not going to be adminning the Discord anymore. And I just kind of wanted to say thanks for everything that he's provided for us as a community and everything he's put out there. And so we put together a little montage here for Kev.
You need to play In the Eyes of an Angel as it goes over.
I would, except for we would get...
In the eyes of...
Don't, you're going to get us restricted on YouTube. I'm sorry, YouTube. I'm so sorry.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
All right, so here's our... our loving montage to Kevin Valliere.
Hi, this is Kevin from Imperial Discipline. I am so excited to be hopping back on the Fifth Trooper podcast. The Imperial Discipline Radio Hour. Cool. Got it. Maybe whenever I do a demo, I try and have my AT-ST and Palpatine and the Royal Guards off to the side, because like if you've seen Star Wars once, you know these shapes, you know these looks, and it just feels so good. Even when the AT-ST, I mean, like we're getting the points decreased, which is great, but even when the AT-ST wasn't the best unit for the Empire, I had so much fun playing it because it looks so dang cool on the board. And so I think that between just how good it looks, but also the thematic, I think the looks and the theme they nailed. Palpatine feels about like I would expect this like decrepit Sith Lord to feel. For me, it feels and looks so dang good that even if I'm not the greatest at the game, I don't care that much because it's such a joy to play. And I say this from experience, even if you go 0-5, you will learn so much from the process of going 0-5 that you'll be a much better player on the other side. Favorite things that I've done have either been accidental or something that I was scared to do, and God knows I failed a bunch. I tried to make an urban camo scout trooper unit, and it was just such an abomination that they are still like half scrubbed away with simple green lying in a box somewhere. Hi, my name is Kevin. I run a blog called imperialdiscipline.blog. It is built for you. Please go visit it. I am really excited to see what comes next and what y'all are going to be able to do.
Yeah, so that was a little ditty we put together for Kevin. Kevin, if you're listening, we love you, man. Thanks for everything. And we hope to see you again sometime in the future.
So, not going to lie.
Yeah.
I have a signed Kevin Valliere standing orders.
What are you doing here? You're rich.
I am set.
All right? My now gosh. Why are we doing this podcast? Let's go sell that card. And
he retired, man. So deep down, everyone's really
sad.
Then
we can retire, too.
But deep down, I was really happy because my investment just went up, baby.
Oh, man. We could sell that card. We could retire. We could quit this podcast and just ride off in the sunset with holding hands with Kevin.
Man, perfect.
Maybe someday.
You good, bud?
Yeah.
You kind of worked yourself out there.
Whoa, I got really exhausted. No, I think we're good to wrap up. So, you know, keep sending us your encounter ideas at contact@thefifthtrooper.com. And join us next week for our live podcast. And I don't know, maybe we'll see how it goes. If it goes well, if we don't screw it up, if you guys are cool, then hey, maybe we'll keep doing live. I think that would be interesting.
I agree.
Evan, anything else from the raccoon life?
It's not the best choice. It's Spacer's choice.
And, yeah, all right.
I've been playing a lot of Outer Wild. It's good.
Outer Worlds.
I'm sorry.
Outer Worlds.
I played a lot. Outer Wilds is also a game that came out lately.
Gosh, just with the move and everything, I haven't had a chance. But yeah, it's on the Epic Store, so I gotta. I gotta get that. It's not gonna be available on Steam till 2020.
You've got Game Pass, right?
Oh yeah.
It's free on that. Just download it there.
Oh, duh.
Doi.
All right, I'll do that then.
Microsoft, my banking PC. Account number
my PC
is
as well.
The PC,
it's Epic. It's
know.
The Epic Store.
Yeah,
I checked it out. Yeah, it's not Steam. Steam's not till next
it's
year.
It's good.
All right, well, we'll check that out. All right, anything else, Evan?
Nah, I'm good.
All right. Well, thanks everyone for listening once again, and join us next week for a live episode. And yeah, we'll see you then.
Everyone, stay rad.
Join us next week for another edition of the Fifth Trooper podcast.
This has been a Fifth Trooper production.